An iconic steel landmark will go dark at night for a while, all to benefit the birds. In a press release, the National Park Service announced that the exterior lights on the St. Louis Arch will be turned off at night so the migrating birds don't get disoriented and crash into the structure. Jim Lovern, SIU zoology professor at SIU Carbondale, says studies show that birds do get disoriented by bright lights at night.
What appears to happen is that they are attracted to the light, and they will circle around, they will vocalize more, and because they are attracted to the light, they are more likely to run into those objects. And in some cases, even with other birds, like migrating waterfowl and things like that, the oil rigs and things like that have been asked to turn off their lights because they do get a lot of collisions. And the same thing is true of the neotropical migrants. And it's been found that as soon as they turn the lights off, those aggregating behaviors and the circling behaviors and the extra vocalizations don't occur anymore. And it happens almost immediately. So we don't understand why they are attracted to the light, but they are. And when they are attracted to it, they tend to collide with things around it.
And this is the time of year many birds are on the move south.
You have a lot of birds that are moving south now. The migration started some time ago, but it will depend on the species as to when they are pushed out of their area by weather. And some of the neotropical migrants in particular have a long way to go, and they tend to migrate a little earlier than the other species that will hang around until the weather kind of forces them out.
And since many birds migrate at night, you could instantly conclude that birds migrate by always using the stars. Not so fast. Here's Dr. Lovern.
Well, there probably isn't one answer. There have been studies that indicate that they follow magnetic fields, but there are other studies where birds have been put into planetariums where they were looking at the direction of activity, where they would kind of jump up and try to take off in certain directions. And when they shift the stars in the planetarium, they will shift their direction. So they obviously can see the stars. And this was done with some neotropical migrants, some warblers. Sure. And so they definitely can do that. But you have to remember that birds are very diverse, just as mammals are diverse, from bats to whales. And to say that this is the way mammals do things is not very reasonable given their diversity, and the same is true of birds, that they are very diverse. They probably all have tendencies and capabilities to use different mechanisms to different degrees.
Even though scientists don't have one exact precise reason for how birds fly hundreds or even thousands of miles on their way to the wintering grounds, one thing is certain. Turning off the lights at the arch is a good thing. Here is Rick Avery of Williamson County. Rick is an avid birder and a master naturalist.
Well, I think it's great. I'm just really thrilled that not only are they aware of that situation, they're actually doing something about it. You know, all these little birds, they fly for sometimes several hundred miles. They fly at night because they don't have to expend as much energy. And of all things, those birds navigate by the stars. So when they get into a really bright environment, they may lose their direction temporarily, but in that time, they can get really disoriented and fly in several different directions. So I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm so proud that that's being done. It's kind of like when they close Snake Road. You know, there's people out there that are aware that our little friends need a little helping hand once in a while, and they're trying to help them. And that's what good neighbors do. When your neighbor needs help, you help them when you can. And these little creatures that we share the planet with are our little neighbors, and we need to help them out when we can.
Professor Lovern agrees and points out that many birds every year die in collisions.
It's thought that millions of birds are killed by running into things because of lights. And it's not just neotropical migrants. It's been seen in a lot of very different taxa, seabirds and waterfowl, and as well as the neotropical migrants. So this is a very widespread phenomenon among very diverse taxa of birds, and it causes a lot of mortality.
The National Park Service says the exterior lights on the arch will be turned back on at night, on October the 1st. I'm Kevin Boucher.